Good morning. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I want you to think about something. 4 weeks ago today was Easter Sunday. 4 weeks ago today was Easter Sunday, and if you were here with us on Easter Sunday, you know it. Every single Mass, we were overflowing. I mean, we even had a 6:30 a.m. Mass outside at the grotto, and over 200 people showed up just for that. And this place was not the only church that was overflowing. As a matter of fact, I spoke to a number of priests in this archdiocese, and they spoke about how so many people showed up, even more than ever before, on that Easter Sunday. And my friends, as I look around today, where we had to use every chair available, as I look around today, I ask 4 weeks later, where is everyone? Where do they go? Because, my friends, are we not an Easter people? I mean, when we were baptized and those who have been confirmed, when we did that, when we made that promise to God, weren't we making Him the promise that we would be accepting all the responsibilities of our faith? In just a few moments, we're going to stand up and we're all going to proclaim the creed. We will all talk about how we believe in all the doctrines of the church. We will be making that before God and everybody. And just after that, we're going to have the privilege to come forward. And we're going to receive our Lord in the Eucharist. And again, by receiving our Lord in the Eucharist, that also is a public proclamation. Because when we come forward and the priest or whoever gives you the Eucharist, they will say to you, the body of Christ in which we respond, amen. But what does that believe except, what does that mean except, I believe. I believe that is the Eucharist. I believe by receiving that Eucharist, I am telling people, not only in this church, but God in heaven, I believe in everything the Roman Catholic Church teaches and believes. That's what we're doing. That's what we do every single time we proclaim the creed and come forward and receive our Lord in the Eucharist. But with that in mind, 4 weeks later, I can't help but wonder, where is everyone? Are we not an Easter people, and are we not called to live what we believe and believe what we proclaim? St. John, he wrote, those who say, I know him, but do not keep his commandments, St. John wrote, those people are a liar. To say that we know Christ and do not keep his commandments, we are being a liar. And from the Gospel of Matthew, we read the Lord himself say, not everyone who cries out, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God, but only those who do the will of my Father. You know, the other day I was listening to sports talk radio, which is not that unusual for me, but a coach came on. A coach came on and he said something that struck me. He struck me not only, it didn't feel like he was only talking about his team, but he sounded like a great thing to say for a homily, and so I'm going to steal it. For he said, the measure of one's commitment, the measure of one's commitment is equal to the level of one's success. Think about that. The measure of one's commitment is equal to the level of one's success. Now stop and ask yourself this one question, this very important question. I want you to ask this question. I want you to answer this question, and I want you to answer it to God. And here's the question. How committed? How committed am I to my faith? And how committed am I to bringing my soul into heaven? My friends, the answer you just gave God, that answer, I guarantee you, will equal the level of your success on the day of judgment. Now, I remember hearing our Holy Father, the late Holy Father, St. John Paul II. He once spoke about when he was a young man in Poland. He spoke about the horrors of when the Nazis took over Poland. And you know, one of the first things they did, they rounded up all the Catholic priests. They rounded up all the Catholic priests and they sent them to Auschwitz and Dachau. The next thing they did, they closed all the churches. They closed all the Catholic churches. Why? because they were trying to break the spirit of the people. They wanted to break the spirit of the people, but the Polish Catholics, even though they saw all that death and horror around them, they wouldn't be broken so easily. And so that at the threat of their very lives, they used to sneak into their churches. And then they would take the vestments of their priests who were now in prison, and they would take the vestments and they would lay them on the altar. And then they would go back to their chairs, and they would sit in their pews, and they would begin to pray. They would begin to pray for those priests, and they also began to pray for what they had lost. You see, the Holy Father said, all of a sudden the silence of the prayers was broken by muffled sobs because the people began to cry. They began to cry for what they once had and had no more. You see, not only did they lose their priests, but they also lost the celebration of the Mass. They lost the ability to receive our Lord in the Eucharist, and they also lost all the sacraments. All the sacraments that they once had taken, that they had taken for granted, the same way so many of us, we take the sacraments for granted today, every day. And they realized what a mistake that they were doing. But in the midst of all this tragedy and war and death, something happened. Something happened to so many Catholics in Poland at that time. You see, something ignited deep within them. So many of them, they allowed their grief and their fear to turn into something else. They turned it into something else. You see, they turned it into passion. And they became more passionate. They became more passionate about their faith. They became more passionate about their church. And they became more passionate about following Jesus Christ. They realized something that we need to realize. Evil people may be able to break our bodies. They may even be able to take our lives, but they could never break our spirits, and they could never take our souls from us. My brothers and sisters, in 2017, we need that kind of passion again today. We need that same kind of passion when we see the elevation of the Eucharist. We need that same kind of passion when we see Jesus in his body and blood in the Eucharist. Our hearts need to burn. They need to burn from Jesus the exact same way the disciples of Christ, their hearts burned with him on the road to Emmaus. We need that same kind of passion that makes us want to drop to our knees the exact same way St. Thomas did when he said, "My Lord and my God." We need that kind of passion today. We need the kind of passion that also tells us that the Mass is not some 60-minute exercise that we need to endure once a week. Rather, we need the kind of passion that tells us that the Mass is not only the source and the summit of our faith, but the Mass needs to be the source and the summit of our very lives. We need to live out the Mass in everything we do, because that's the only way that's going to change this world. If Christians start living out the commandments of Jesus Christ, start living out their faith. But don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not saying that just the laity is the one who needs to be more passionate. I'm also saying the clergy, the bishops, and the priests, we need to be more passionate. We need to have more fire and more honesty and more holiness coming from the altar. And I'm not saying every single priest should be giving a sermon like they're a Baptist preacher, but I am saying that all priests and bishops need to be more concerned about serving the people than being served. We need the kind of passion coming from our clergy each and every day. We should not only expect it, we should demand it. Now, as many of you know, I grew up here in Georgia. And day after day, I'm always amazed when I'm driving around. And I see people outside all the time, and they're exercising, whether it's running or walking. And they don't care if it's raining or sleeting or of 110 degrees in August. I see them outside all the time. I think, your people are crazy. But I see them outside all the time, and they're exercising. Now stop and imagine just for a moment. What if we gave that kind of commitment? What if we gave that kind of commitment to our very souls? You see, the bodies are eventually going to break down and they're going to die. I don't care how well you eat or how much you exercise. One day, each and every one of us, we are going to die. But what if? What if we gave that kind of commitment to our faith life? What if we gave that kind of commitment to our prayer life? What if we gave that kind of example to our neighbors and to our children? My friends, this place would look like Christmas and Easter every single Sunday if we gave that kind of commitment. Now, I'm telling you, to teach and to pick up our crosses, this is what our Lord asked us to do. That's why he came into the world, to set our hearts on fire, to set our hearts on fire in word and in deed, to change the world into his image. Now, I know that there are some things in our faith that are challenging and very, very difficult. And at times, I know in our Catholic faith, we are asked to sacrifice. Yes, we might be asked to sacrifice more than others, but stop and think about that. Stop and think about that. Isn't that the part of being Catholic that's really great? Isn't that the wonderful part, that God trusts us enough that he's willing to challenge us to the very core of our being? I mean, think about it. Aren't we like Mary to Martha in choosing to be Catholic? Aren't we choosing the better part? My friends, if I said to so many people have told me that they were thinking about leaving the church for the most trivial of manners, I say to each and every one of you, do not love your faith for what it is not, but rather be passionate about your faith for what it truly is. For the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, is the one holy Catholic apostolic church founded not by mankind, but this is the only church that was founded by Jesus Christ himself. Jesus Christ, who is still our shepherd and who still keeps his promise that I will be with you always until the end of time. Yes, my friends, our church might have its problems at times, and sometimes the bishops don't lead as they ought, and sometimes the priests don't teach as they should. But let me tell you something, and I make you this promise, the gates of hell will never prevail against this church as long as we stand together and as long as we stand with Jesus Christ. This may not be Easter Sunday, but we are an Easter people, and we must be willing to commit ourselves to our faith and to Jesus Christ each and every day, and not just going through the motions, but instead, let us be passionate. Let us be passionate about who we live for and what we stand for. Because I promise you, on the day of judgment, the measure of our commitment will be equal to the level of our success. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.